NATO member Norway decries Israel's response to Hamas terrorist attack as disproportionate. By Simon Kent on October 30, 2023. Norway's Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre on Sunday decried Israel's response to the terrorist attack by Hamas earlier this month as disproportionate. Israel is not a member of the alliance, however, it stands among the closest allies of United States, a NATO founding member, posing diplomatic challenges for those in the coalition, UPI sets out. Støre, beginning his remarks, said Israel had suffered a bestial terrorist attack which Norway has repeatedly condemned while calling for Hamas to release hostages. Støre then added his rebuke of Israel. "We've underlined Israel's right to defend itself. We recognize that it is demanding to fight Hamas in areas as densely populated as Gaza, where there are over 2 million people and half of them are children and young people. At the same time, we have been completely clear to Israel that it must happen in line with the rules of the international law of war." He called Israel's increase of aggressions concerning and noted Norway has 200 civilians in Gaza, including 100 children, at risk of being killed by any retaliatory attacks. "Norway is asking for an immediate ceasefire," Støre said. "I am pleased that a large majority of the countries in the world have passed a resolution at the UN on ceasefire and the receiving of emergency aid. This cannot be allowed to continue." Polak, what you need to know about origins of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The Turkish Foreign Ministry has been among the most supportive of Hamas terrorists in their fight with Israel, with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan chastising the Jewish state for daring to retaliate by bombing of Gaza and stating Hamas is fighting to protect its land and citizens. Erdogan spoke by phone to Pope Francis last week, during which he condemned the massacre wrought by Israeli forces in the Gaza Strip in retaliation for the Hamas terror attack on October 7, as Breitbart News reported. In the Iberian Peninsula, Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has called for a ceasefire, urged for humanitarian aid, and gone as far as to demand an Israel-Palestine peace summit. "We must involve the entire international community to find a definitive solution that allows the coexistence of two states, Israel and Palestine, in peace and security," Sanchez said. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.